The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
I'm afraid the court dates have changed again.
That is not a problem. I will notify all parties.
Sorry to barge in, Stevie, but it's pretty urgent.
Shoot.
And sensitive. Could you turn that thing off?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Logging out of digital diary. This will not affect your preset alerts.
Bit melodramatic, even for you, Quinn.
How are your space miles?
Still a couple of million short of a Jupiter cruise, but...
Now's your chance to make them up. A robot's gone missing on Rama base.
Isn't that more of a police matter?
There are legal complications. This robot, it could be a threat.
In what way?
It's best you just get out there.
But the first law of robotics guarantees human safety.
In this case, the first law has been amended.
That's impossible. And illegal.
But true.
Rama base currently running at 95% efficiency.
Thank you for coming out so quickly, Miss Byerly.
I've been curious for a while to see what's soaking up 80% of the national research budget.
If you could put your thumbs on the scanner. Standard non-disclosure.
I'm a lawyer. Discretion's my middle name.
No exceptions, I'm afraid.
Very well.
They're piling the pressure on. Whoever gets the first quantratomic drive wins the space race. That needs to be us. And right now, this missing robot is screwing with my schedule.
Which line of robots is he from?
NS range, the Nesters.
And where have you looked?
Where haven't we looked? As soon as the robot failed to report, we declared a state of emergency. The entire base was searched, found nothing. But a cargo vessel had docked the previous day with 62 Nesters on board. When we searched it again, there were 63.
So that's where the missing prodigal's hiding. Case solved.
Except there's no way of telling which one it is.
Just ask them.
We did. All 63 deny ever having worked here, which means one of them is lying.
Robots don't really lie. You just have to give them the right orders.
Under normal circumstances.
But? What about checking the serial numbers?
The thing is, Nesters are a special line. A few of them have been modified. To keep anonymity, all of them are manufactured without serial numbers.
By modified, you mean the first law. Major Kalner, I can't help you unless you give me all the information.
The whole thing had to be done secretly or they'd have thrown the book at us.
Exactly how many regulations are you breaking up here?
It was only a limited modification.
There's no such thing. The laws of robotics are a balanced whole.
You don't understand.
Tamper with the three laws, you destabilize the robot mind. All living things resent domination, especially by an inferior. Physically, a robot is superior to humans. The only thing making him slavish without resentment is the first law. A robot may not injure a human or, through an action, allow a human to come to harm.
We have no choice. We're doing dangerous work up here. Every day our scientists have to go into toxic gamma fields. They're not in them long enough to cause harm, but the potential's there. Ordinary robots just don't understand. They're always steaming in and hauling people away from the radiation.
Then give them direct orders to leave the technicians alone.
We tried, but obedience is only the second law. Human safety is the first, and that overrides everything.
So you took it upon yourself to wipe the first law.
Not wipe. Amend. In some of the Nesters, it now reads, no robot may harm a human being.
But it can allow harm to come to humans by not taking action?
Right, so it can allow them to work in radiation fields.
Whoever authorized the modification is a fool.
Up to now, it's worked fine.
Apart from the lying psychotic robot that's hiding on the base and could kill someone at any moment.
That's a hysterical overreaction. I expected better from a lawyer.
Let me spell it out for you. The Nester picks up a heavy weight and drops it from a gantry onto a person below. Because the robot knows his speed and strength could snatch the weight away before it hits the man, he isn't breaking the first law. But once the weight has left his hands, gravity is the active agent. Because of your modification, the Nester could just stand back and watch. Through inaction, he'd allow the man to be killed.
In theory, but it's pretty far-fetched.
Once. It only has to happen once, and all robots will be withdrawn from service. Major Kellner, you could have just derailed the entire robotics program. I want to cross-examine the last person who talked to the rogue Nesta. So, you knew this Nesta well?
Nesta 10. He worked with me on the field generators. That's what we were doing the morning he disappeared.
You were a team?
I suppose, but that doesn't mean I'm to blame.
Dr. Black, there's no question of blame. The robot acted as it did because of what it is.
We're just trying to locate it. And fast.
Did you notice anything strange about his behavior?
Well, he was his usual self. Smart and annoying.
Annoying? In what way?
I guess it's not their fault. Fooling around with hyperspace can get pretty tense. You make a mistake, you risk blowing a hole in space-time, so we're often on edge. But these Nestas, they don't get tense. They're always so calm and curious. It drives you nuts.
Have they ever refused an order?
Oh, no. They do what you ask, all right, but they certainly tell you when they think you're wrong.
Why has no one complained to me about their attitude?
We need the Nestas. Can't do the research without them, so I guess we have to get used to their strange ways.
And the morning he disappeared?
I'd broken a Kimball tube, which put me 5 days behind schedule. You're always banging on about how urgent everything is. Anyway, Nesta 10 comes round wanting me to repeat an experiment I'd abandoned a month ago. I was annoyed. I told him to go away.
In those words?
Bit stronger.
Try to remember the exact words.
I don't know.
It's important. What did you tell him?
I said, get lost, you useless piece of electronic junk.
He's done exactly what he was ordered to. No one likes to be yelled at. Now he's making a point, getting lost better than any human can, proving he's superior while still being obedient.
He's certainly got attitude.
That's what happens when you tamper with the three laws. You throw the robot's mind out of balance. The side effects are unpredictable. Gather up the Nestas, Major Kellner, all 63 of them. We need to set a trap. The 63 Nestas will sit in a circle. A human being will sit in that chair in the middle underneath the suspended weight. Then...
Struth.
We're going to kill a man?
The 62 Nestas that were on the transport have not been amended, correct?
Yes.
So when they see the falling weight, they'll leap forward and grab it to save the man. It's what we call a forced reaction. The deep impressioning of the first law gives the robots no choice. But the 63rd Nesta, the one we're after, has no such compulsion. He has to make a choice. He'll want to stay hidden. So he will leap, but not as fast. That tiny delay will be picked up by the line of photocells in front of the chairs.
It's quite a risk.
Not really.
So are you going to sit in the chair?
No.
Thought not. Smart lawyers don't like to actually take the hot seat.
No, it's not like that. I can't be the one sitting there.
Really?
It's complicated. Legal reasons you wouldn't understand.
Convenient. So I guess I have to put one of my own crew at risk.
I'll do it.
No, Dr. Black can't afford to lose any of the boffins.
I'm the one who told the robot to get lost. I'm the one who should take the risk.
You'll be fine. I promise.
I know. I've seen how fast robots are.
Okay. Let's get it over with. Bring the Nestas in.
I want to talk to them before we start. You've all been allocated a seat. Please go straight to it. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes, thank you.
62 of you are doing good work. One of you is doing exceptional work. One of you is following his orders so diligently, he has taught humans a lesson. But now we've learnt. It's time to get back to normal. So, which one of you is hiding from us?
No one is hiding. We are all here. We are here to help you, whatever that entails.
We'll see. Ready, Dr. Black?
That falling weight, you have checked the calculations.
Triple checked.
Okay, then. Wish me luck.
You won't need it. Are the photo cells live?
Photo cells active.
We need a readout from every single one. I need precise reaction times.
The results will appear on screen 3 seconds after the conclusion of the experiment.
Are you absolutely sure about this?
Pity you weren't so hesitant when it came to amending the first law.
Dr. Black, are you ready?
Go for it.
Stand by, everyone. 3, 2, 1. Thank God. Black, you okay?
Never felt more wanted.
Scroll through the reaction times.
Results on screen C. Nestor 1. Nestor 2.
Identical.
Nestor 3.
He was even faster.
Nestor 4.
Quick!
Nestor
one of them's
five.
Making a run for it.
Gotcha.
Security, lock down Sector 7. Do not lose that robot.
Nestor 10, don't run.
I have been told to get lost. I must not disobey.
Robots, restrain him. Stop him getting away.
It's okay. It's over now.
If they find me, they will think me a failure.
No one's judging you.
I am strong and intelligent.
Of course you are.
It is because the Masters are weak and slow.
It's okay. Everything's under control now.
Destroy it!
No!
I must obey. I must stay lost. I am strong and fast.
It's okay.
Robot, back away. You too, Byerly.
Everybody, calm down. There's no problem here.
No! Leave him!
You will not beat me. You will not. I am superior.
Enough!
They must not find me. They must not. The Masters are weak and slow.
They're just frightened. They don't understand what they're doing.
But you understand?
Yes, I do. Why wouldn't you let me reason with him?
Byerly, I've had a bad feeling about you ever since you stepped on Rama base. Guards, arrest her.
Getting arrested is never good for a lawyer's CV. There's no little side room on the space shuttle where they put you. You have to sit in the middle of the cabin, handcuffed, with everyone pretending not to stare, while they all speculate about what terrible crime you've committed. Quinn arranged for security to meet me at the spaceport, and I was hustled away in a discreet car.
What were you thinking, Stevie?
I didn't do anything wrong.
That's not how Major Kalna sees it.
She was using unnecessary force.
It was a flawed robot.
And if we destroyed every flawed human being, there'd be no one left on the planet.
Look, Stevie, you've only been back at your desk a few months. Maybe you need some time out. Healing isn't just a physical thing, it's psychological as well.
You're firing me.
I'm offering you a sabbatical.
Hanging me out to dry so I can take the blame.
I defended you. I persuaded them to drop all charges. I'm on your side, Stevie.
I don't want a sabbatical. I feel fine.
In which case, I'm afraid you'll have to take a psychological profile test.
Seriously?
Stevie, please. Don't throw away a brilliant future. Do this for me.
Good afternoon, Miss Byerly. There are no trick questions. There are no right or wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to begin?
I guess.
Question 1. Red is the colour of...
danger.
Which do you prefer, roses or lilies?
Lilies. I sailed through with flying colours and was back at my desk the next day. But I knew what was at the root of all of this. Fear. No one wants to be treated like an inferior. Nestor 10 didn't, and neither do humans. But the simple truth was, human beings now realised they were becoming inferior. In creating robots, they'd made themselves second-class citizens, and it was only going to get worse. Much worse, as robots with supernatural abilities started to emerge from the labs.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save